Are we living in a golden age of celebrity memoirs? I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, we continue our series with four more superstar tell-alls that are well worth your time, reviewed, as always, by our resident critic, Marian Winnick. Hi, Marian.
Hi, Lisa. In Connie, by Connie Chung, the pioneer broadcaster gives an unsparing account of the dizzying highs and nauseating lows of a landmark career. The first of her siblings to be born in the U.S., by her 20s, Chung had mustered the moxie to break into what was at the time an all-white, all-male industry. She would need every bit of that gumption in the decades that followed, with controversy and betrayal dogging her heels through stints at all three networks. She's candid about her personal life. She and husband Maury Povich had a long-distance open relationship for years, and there are some good stories there, particularly one involving Ryan O'Neill. At 80, Chung is enjoying all the signs of her impact on the culture. There's a Connie Chung rest stop on the Garden State Parkway, a strain of marijuana bearing her name, and, most movingly, a whole generation of Chinese girls named Connie. If anyone had told me I'd thrill to an oral recitation of the recipe for bolognese sauce, I'd have had my doubts. But there's something about the way Stanley Tucci delivers a list of ingredients that is shockingly compelling. In the audiobook of Taste, the actor's elegant, precise speaking voice makes the procedures for preparing the foods of his childhood, his years as a family man, and his peregrinations in Italy quite inspiring, and the anecdotes that introduce them even more so. Tucci's dry account of a dinner he shared with Meryl Streep in France, during which a dish they believed would be miniature sausages turned out to be a giant horse penis, is a high point. Almost two decades ago, The New Yorker published an article titled "Don't Eat Before You Read This" by an unknown chef named Anthony Bourdain. The article was a sensation, and the book it spawned, the now classic Kitchen Confidential, became an even bigger sensation, a mega bestseller with over 1 million copies in print. The book that kicked off Bourdain's long run as both the hottest and coolest man in haute cuisine is so full of life, it's hard to believe he's gone, especially if you listen to him read the audio. Full of wild, druggy stories of life in a professional kitchen and cautionary tales about horrifying restaurant practices, this memoir is also full of gorgeously sensual food writing. Those oysters. Almost all memoirs are better read by their authors in audio, but with these celebrity memoirs, the wow factor is kicked up a major notch. I just finished listening to Sonny Boy, read by Al Pacino, and I really could not believe he was reading rather than just telling stories. In his famously gravelly voice, with occasional resort to spluttering, falsetto, and Shakespeare, he gives us a heartfelt chronicle of his life and his craft, from his childhood in the South Bronx, discovery of his talent in high school, to the movies that made his name in the 1970s, Panic in Needle Park, The Godfather, Serpico, and Dog Day Afternoon. As the years unfold, the never-married star focuses more on his successes and failures in art and business than on his personal life. But we do get to hear about youthful years with Jill Clayburgh and some great stories about Diane Keaton. And then in the last pages of the book, we meet his infant son, Roman. Clearly, he's a young 84.
The books are Connie by Connie Chung, Taste by Stanley Tucci, Kitchen Confidential by Anthony Bourdain, and Sonny Boy by Al Pacino. You can find more information about these titles and our podcast at WIPR.org or wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the books at your favorite local bookstore or online at bookshop.org. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marian Winnick.